Pioneer in this fascinating field of beauty, it's been my good fortune to see literally thousands of the most amazing transformations take place in women who took the time to apply the holiday magic principles of skincare and makeup, gained such satisfaction and confidence, such command and control of themselves, that whatever self-consciousness they may have had, it automatically disappeared, and in turn, they not only developed a brand new personality with self-assurance, but I think more important than almost anything was the renewed hope and the enthusiasm with a real new interest in their daily walk of life. Now I ask you, are these personal values for which most women yearn worth thinking about, worth taking the time each day to become more attractive? Certainly the results cannot be called skin deep. Yes, you spend 24 hours a day growing older, Why not try spending just 30 minutes a day staying young, beautiful, and more attractive? Truthfully, your face and features are not a bit different than that of our Hollywood stars. Yours are exactly the same. The big difference between these successful and totally glamorous women and you is that they take the time to apply all of the basic principles of massage and facial exercise that you're going to learn to enjoy applying to yourself and become a star in your own right. Yes, right in the privacy of your own home. Yes, just the same as the young, glamorous-looking star on the front cover of this album. Who is she? She is the same person that posed for these exercise pictures. Her name is Bonnie Cooper. She's not a model or an actress. She is one of our wonderful holiday magic girls that practices and sells what she preaches. As you can see, she is truly beauty, glamour, and personality. A star in her own right, and the wonderful world of holiday magic. Now then, before I direct you through your facial exercise routines, I want to explain the correct basic fundamental hand manipulations for cleansing your face and giving yourself a facial massage. I find that there's a great many women who have the mistaken idea that because they use cleansing cream to cleanse their face, that's all they need to do. Well, cleansing your face is not massaging. However, by understanding the basic principles of massage, you're more apt to handle your daily cleansing and creaming in a way that will help keep your skin tissues and face muscles firm rather than break them down. At 20, as a rule, wrinkles are not present. However, they're in the formative stages and should be discouraged. At 30, the signs to watch for are the lines on your forehead and the frown lines between your eyebrows. And from 40 to 50, the muscles are feeling the full pull of gravity. If you've neglected yourself, you can be sure that a drooping condition is on the way. If your earlier neglect is now showing, remember, it's never too late to start working to improve your appearance. And you're never too young or too old to apply the basic principles of properly cleansing your face or giving yourself a facial massage. The mistake that most women make is that they neglect their skin until it's almost too late. Without a regular facial massage routine at least once a week, by the time you're 25, you look 30. And at 30, you look 40. Then at 40, you look 60 or more. This, however, does not mean that all is lost, not by any means. Because, as I've said before, regardless of your age, you can start today to reclaim and revitalize some of your lost facial beauty through proper exercise, manipulation, and stimulation of the skin and muscles. Now then, if I've stimulated your interest enough to induce you into becoming a more attractive person, then open your album and stand it up on a table in front of you. What you see before you is the very first scientifically compiled massage and facial exercise routine guide ever. It's your step-by-step, yes, your first big step, to your new holiday magic, beauty, glamour, and personality. With it, you'll be able to mold your features, chin and neck, help hold back some of the signs and lines of neglect or age. These routines will help make your skin look firmer, smoother, and lovelier than you ever dreamed possible. There are four things that I want you to keep in mind at all times, regardless as to whether you are cleansing your face or giving yourself a massage. Number one is to select a time each day when you can completely relax with no interruptions. Number two is to comfortably seat yourself before a mirror. Number three is to apply a generous amount of strawberry frappe cleansing cream. You can start applying it right now. You'll find that this cream has not only a wonderful ability to cleanse your face and neck, but you'll also find that your fingers will glide more smoothly as we go through the routine. Number four is to remember that in all facial hand manipulation, the movement should always be a gentle, circular, upward, outward motion with your fingertips. Never ever stretch or pull the skin out of place. And never ever slap or pat your face to the extent that you damage the tiny blood vessels underlying the skin. Instead, use your fingertips as though you were playing a piano. Now for your basic facial hand manipulation. The illustrations in the top row will help to guide you through them as I explain each one to you. Now, it's certainly not expected of you to do these exercises right the very first time that you try them. However, you'll find that by doing them each and every day, they'll not only become second nature to you, but you'll also master the rhythm of them, and because of the results you will see, you'll look forward to doing them. Here's the first one. Are you ready? Have you applied your strawberry frappe cleansing cream? Then let's get started. Every day, they'll not only become second nature to you, but you'll also master the rhythm of them, and because of the results you will see, you'll look forward to doing them. Here's the first one. Are you ready? As I explain each one to you. Now, it's certainly not expected of you to do these exercises right the very first time that you try them. However, you'll find that by doing them each and every day, they'll not only become second nature to you, but you'll also master the rhythm of them, and because of the results you will see, you'll look forward to doing them. Here's the first one. Are you ready? The illustrations in the top row will help to guide you through them as I explain each one to you. Now, it's certainly not expected of you to do these exercises right the very first time that you try them. However, you'll find that by doing them each and every day, they'll not only become second nature to you, but you'll also master the rhythm of them, and because of the results you will see, you'll look forward to doing them. Here's the first one. Are you ready? Guide you through them as I explain each one to you. Now, it's certainly not expected of you to do these exercises right the very first time that you try them. However, you'll find that by doing them each and every day, they'll not only become second nature to you, but you'll also master the rhythm of them, and because of the results you will see, you'll look forward to doing them. Here's the first one. Are you ready? Have you applied your strawberry frappe cleansing cream? Then let's get started. For the chin and throat, Use the flat of your fingers, alternating your hands in a gentle, pressing, lifting movement. Work them from the base of your throat, up to the point of the chin, and around the neck to one ear. Then back around to the other ear, and back to the center. You can do this movement two or three times. Keep in mind that you will be alternating the use of your hands. First the right, then the left. Now with your right hand, start at the base of your throat. Now up your chin and over to the left ear. Now all the way over to the right ear and back to the chin. Now with your left hand, start at the base of the throat, up to your chin and over to the right ear. Now all the way over to your left ear and back to the chin. Then back around to the other ear and back to the center. You can do this movement two or three times. Keep in mind that you will be alternating the use of your hands. First the right, then the left. Now with your right hand, start at the base of your throat. Now up your chin and over to the left ear. Now all the way over to the right ear and back to the chin. Now with your left hand, start at the base of the throat, up to your chin and over to the right ear. Now all the way over to your left ear and back to the chin. Of your hands. First the right, then the left. Now with your right hand, start at the base of your throat. Now up your chin and over to the left ear. Now all the way over to the right ear and back to the chin. Base of your throat, now up your chin and over to the left ear, now all the way over to the right ear and back to the chin. Now with your left hand, start at the base of the throat, up to your chin and over to the right ear, now all the way over to your left ear and back to the chin. Now all the way over to the right ear and back to the chin. Now with your left hand, start at the base of the throat, up to your chin, and over to the right ear. Now all the way over to your left ear, and back to the chin. Now all the way over to the right ear, and back to the chin. Now with your left hand, start at the base of the throat, up to your chin, and over to the right ear. Now all the way over to your left ear, and back to the chin. Chin and over to the left ear. Now all the way over to the right ear and back to the chin. Now with your left hand, start at the base of the throat, up to your chin and over to the right ear. Now all the way over to your left ear and back to the chin. Once more. Right hand, up the throat, over to the left ear. Now over to the right ear and back to the chin. Next with your left hand, up the throat, over to the right ear, back over to the left ear, and to the chin. That's it for the chin and throat movement. Now for the jaw and throat movement. This one will help your jowls or a double chin. First, cup your hands and place them under your chin and jawline as illustrated. Place your elbows on your table and start a soft but firm gentle kneading motion from your chin back to your ears. Keep your knuckles down under your jawbone. One, two, three, four. Once more. Start at the chin and back up under the ears. One, two, three, four. Back to the chin and once more. One, two, three, four. Now I want you to shake your hands to relax your fingers, and then we'll move on to the lower cheek movement. For your lower cheek manipulation, place the first three fingers of each hand on the lowest point of your cheek and move them gently upward and outward in a series of little lifting circles to the ear. Then gently massage the squint lines around your eyes. Return your fingers to your chin and repeat the movement two or three times. Let's try this one. Three fingers of each hand on your lower cheeks. Thumbs under your chin. This will steady your hands. All right, start moving your fingertips upward and outward in little lifting circles to the ear. One, two, three, four. Thank you.
English 901, Book 2. Unit 1. Base sentences 151 to 165. Intonation. Listen, then repeat.
What would you like? I'd like a cup of coffee. What would you like to eat? Please give me a piece of cake. Which one do you want? This one or that one? Talk to Mr. Jones or Mr. Smith. I'm sorry, but both of them are busy at the moment.
I'd like a cup of coffee.
Now begin. 2. Bill and John.
What would you like to eat, John?
Please give me a piece of cake.
3. Mr. Jones and Mr. Smith.
Wouldn't you like some coffee?
I'd rather have some tea, if you don't mind.
4. Harry and Jack.
Hello, Jack. What would you like to eat?
Please give me a piece of cake.
5. Harry and Jack.
Which one do you want? This one or that one?
I'd like that one, please.
Substitution drills. Listen to the example. 1. What would you like, Bill? A piece of cake. Bill.
What would you like, Bill? A piece of cake.
What would you like, Bill? A piece of cake. Mr. Jones.
What would you like, Mr. Jones? A piece of cake.
What would you like, Mr. Jones? A piece of cake. Jane.
What would you like, Jane? A piece of cake.
What would you like, Jane? A piece of cake. Now begin. 2. I'd like a cup of coffee. What do you want? Coffee.
I'd like a cup of coffee. What do you want?
Tea.
I'd like a cup of tea. What do you want?
Cocoa.
I'd like a cup of cocoa. What do you want?
3. I don't want a cup of coffee. I'd like a glass of milk. Milk.
I don't want a cup of coffee. I'd like a glass of milk.
Lemonade.
I don't want a cup of coffee. I'd like a glass of lemonade.
Water.
I don't want a cup of coffee. I'd like a glass of water.
4. What does your friend want, Bill? Please tell me. Your friend.
What does your friend want, Bill? Please tell me.
Mr. Jones.
What does Mr. Jones want, Bill? Please tell me.
Helen.
What does Helen want, Bill? Please tell me.
Your brother.
What does your brother want, Bill? Please tell me.
The gentleman.
What does the gentleman want, Bill? Please tell me.
5. Excuse me, what would you like to eat?
Excuse me, what would you like to eat?
Drink.
Excuse me, what would you like to drink? Conversation 1. Bill and John. Listen. I want a cup of coffee. I'd like a glass of water.
4. What does your friend want, Bill? Please tell me. Your friend.
I want a cup of coffee. I'd like a glass of water.
4. What does your friend want, Bill? Please tell me. Your friend.
Like a glass of water.
4. What does your friend want, Bill? Please tell me. Your friend.
What does your friend want, Bill? Please tell me.
Mr. Jones.
What does Mr. Jones want, Bill? Please tell me.
Helen.
Helen want, Bill? Please tell me.
Your brother.
What does your brother want, Bill? Please tell me.
The gentleman.
What does the gentleman want, Bill? Please tell me.
5. Excuse me, what would you like to eat?
What would you like to eat?
Drink.
Excuse me, what would you like to drink? Conversation 1. Bill and John. Listen.
What do you want, John?
Oh, I don't know. What do you want, Bill?
I want a cup of coffee and a piece of cake.
I don't want coffee. I'd rather have some tea.
What would you like to eat?
Perhaps they've got ice cream. I'd like to have some ice cream.
Fine. Do you want a glass of water?
No, I don't. I just want a cup of tea. Conversation 4. Paul and Edward. Listen. All these books and pencils are mine.
Where are my books? Where are my pencils?
I really don't know. Are those yours over there?
No, I don't think so. I've got 3 red books and a green one.
I don't know where your books are.
If you don't mind, I'd like to have
my books. 5. Which one would you like to read?
Is that blue book about cars?
No, it isn't.
Gracious, lord.
Dear.
What? My dear is a hovel. Some friendship would depend against the tempest. Repose you there. Whilst I to this hard house more harder than the stones of his rays, return and force their scanty
courtesy.
Where is this score, my fellow?
Ask,
Come, your hovel, poor fool name. By one part of my heart, sorry again for thee. Ye that eyes are a little tiny.
Thus, Schluss.
Good, my lord, enter.
Bart. Dann.
Seek thy help. This tempest will not be
deep. Deep. Monsieur Strap.
Now all the plagues that have pitiless air hang fated omens faults, light on thy daughters.
He hath no daughters, sire.
Death, traitor! Nothing could have subdued nature to such a lowness but his unkind daughters. Is it the fashion that discarded father should have little mercy on the flesh? Judicious punishment. It was this flesh begot those pelican daughters.
Pelicock sat on Pelicock Hill, alu, 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 alu.
This cold night will turn us all to fools and madmen.
Gloucester finds them at the hovel and urges Kent to take the king at once to Dover, where Cordelia has landed with a French army.
Thank you. Horus Rei.
Nous consacrons qui à notre grand patron de théâtre
et tout bon.
Et l'éternel représentant du comédien.
Pauls.
Inspiré par les représentations populaires du Pont Neuf, inspiré par son maître Scaramouche. Ces pièces-là viennent de la comédie italienne. Il y a le Molière profond, le Molière humain, qui écrivit des pièces de caractère. Enfin, il y a le Molière qui a été admis par le roi Louis XIV et dont il était protégé et pour qui il avait écrit des pièces de caractère. Cette face comprendra deux extraits, deux visages de Molière profond de caractère et de Molière avec Amphitrite. Voici Les Anthropes, pièce célèbre de Molière. Molière fait de lui-même un portrait mythique. Évidemment, il est en majeure partie dans Alceste. Alceste, être pur et qui hait les hommes parce qu'il les aime trop et qu'il est constamment déçu par les hommes. Alceste est le type même de l'homme optimiste, l'homme candide, l'homme naïf. Il croit dans l'homme et évidemment, il est constamment déçu par les hommes. Aussi, par amour, il les hait. Et le comique de Alceste, il se met dans la situation, la dernière des situations, il devrait se mettre, car comme il revendique la pureté, il se met à aimer une femme pureté, médisante. Alors, il est ridicule. Mais il est ridicule par situation, et non pas par nature. Et c'est ce qui surprit la création. C'est que tout à coup Molière ne riait plus et il souriait. Et on ne savait plus s'il fallait rire ou pleurer ou mise en droit. Il y avait la situation commune d'un homme touchant. Alceste est certainement un parent de notre grand Charlie Chaplin.
Et
Misanthrope de Molière, acte 2, scène première. De vos façons d'agir, je suis mal satisfait. Au contraire, dans mon cœur, trop de vides s'assemblent et je sens qu'il faudra que nous rompions ensemble. Oui, je vous trompe, je vous trompe, tôt ou tard, nous rompons, indubitablement. Et je vous promets, une fois le contraire, que je ne serai pas en pouvoir de le faire.
C'est pour me quereller, donc, à ce moment-là, que vous avez voulu me ramener chez moi.
Je ne querelle point. Mais votre humeur, madame, où vous premier venu trop d'accès. Vous avez trop d'amants, on va vous obséder, et mon cœur, de cela, ne peut s'accommoder.
Des amants que je fais, moi, je ne peux pas. Puis-je empêcher les gens de m'aider? Et lorsque vous me parlez de vos efforts, dois-je prendre la main pour les mettre dehors?
Ce n'est pas, madame, un bâton. C'est un cœur moins facile et moins tendre. Je sais que vos appâts vous suivent tant mieux, mais votre accueil, et sa douceur, offerte à qui vous rend les armes, achève sur les cœurs l'ouvrage de vos charmes. Le trop brillant espoir que leur présenter attache autour de vous leur facilité et votre complaisance un peu moins étendue de tant de soupçons. J'en serai connu. Mais au moins, dites-moi, par quel sort à l'heure sur quel point de mérite et de vertu sublime accrédant l'honneur de votre estime. Est-ce par l'ongle long qui porte au petit doigt qu'il s'est acquis chez vous l'estime ou non le pas? Vous êtes-vous rendu le beau monde au mérite éclatant de sa perruque blonde, où sont sous ses grands canons congénés l'amas de ses rubans a-t-il su est-ce par les appâts de sa vaste main grave qu'il a gagné votre âme en faisant votre esclave? Sa façon de rire et son conseil, au trait, vous touchez, j'utilise le secret.
Quel juste temps de lui, vous prenez de mes bras. Ne savez-vous pas bien pourquoi je vous parle? Que l'on me conseille, c'est ma propre vie. peut dépenser tout ce qu'il a gagné.
Perdez votre procès, madame. Avec constance et ne ménagez pas un mal qui m'offre.
De tout l'univers, vous devez vous changer.
Ah, c'est que tout l'univers est bien
oui.
Même instant, vous allez être aux autres, je vous
l'apprends. Pour un ami, la fleur était bien. Je vais vous prêter là devant une personne. Il a fallu. De tout ce que j'ai dit, je me dédie ici. Et rien ne serait plus vous tromper. Soyez content.
Remplez. Faut-il que je vous aide. Ah, que si on me frappe mon cœur, je bénirai le ciel. Ce sera un bonheur. Je ne le sais pas. Je fais tout mon possible à rompre de ce cœur l'attachement. Efforts n'ont rien fait jusqu'ici. C'est mon péché.
C'est vrai, votre ardeur est pour moi sans secours.
Oui, je puis là-dessus défier tout le monde. Mon amour ne s'est plus concevoir. Et jamais personne ne m'a aimé comme vous.
Prenez-vous. Vous pouvez donner toutes vos nouvelles car vous aimez les jours pour leur faire pleurer. Ce n'est qu'en vos proches que vous éclatez vos parents. Et l'on n'a jamais vu un amour si grand.
Okay.
Russie. Un brave humain. On aime les poutres russes. Nous parlons archi, 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 Nies, von geht durch Autobiotanis, ja. Das geht zu Kreische. Geschieht Kranvoll und er nimmt ihm geht und geht und nies, komm und gar nicht dich von der Ruhe. Und geht ein. Ich geht ihm Kranvoll ein. Heu ja nicht. Ashi a hoyu on him, 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 Du hast mein Rad. Und nimm ihn. Ich liere auch gar nicht. Und nimm ihn. Hab. Hey. Und du hast. Nimm ihn. Die anderen. Auch gar nicht. Hab. Hab. Hey. Nimm ihn durch. Hey. Ja. Ihn schäden. Du wollt.
Ah, hey, you need to be sure.
That's a sound you don't hear very often. But it is the real thing. Now, for you to check, we record the sounds which you can create in your own listening. Realism, which is so important in the reproduction of recorded sound, can most easily be assessed in this way. For instance, striking a match. Tearing a newspaper.
Die
on him, I do
work.
fad.
Blowing up a balloon and then bursting.
Cutting a piece of paper with a pair of scissors.
Wow, is a term you describe variations in the pitch of sound when you play records.
Off.
And this is usually caused by the turntable rotating unevenly. Flutter is the term for rapid. And usually this is caused by uneven rotation of the
Tip.